I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Today we begin in Japan, where the fallout from the crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant has been more than the radioactive kind. It's included a warning about the dangers of nuclear energy. Several countries have been reviewing their policies on nuclear power since the March disaster in Japan. Switzerland last week announced plans to phase out nuclear energy, and today Germany announced it will do the same. We're going to have more on that story in just a minute. First, though, we go to the world's Marco Werman, who is in Tokyo, for the latest on the crisis at Fukushima. And the latest, Marco, came in a surprisingly stark newspaper headline. What did it say?
Well, the headline, Lisa, in the Fukushima Minyu newspaper today was "Fukushima Crisis Hopeless to Resolve It by Year's End." And in Japanese terms, that's practically a confession by TEPCO, the utility that owns and operates the plant, Fukushima Daiichi, that they don't know what to do about it. As you may recall, after the earthquake and tsunami, there were two hydrogen explosions at the plant. Cracks developed in the containment vessel where the nuclear fuel was located, and TEPCO had to scramble to repair the cracks and get massive amounts of water into the vessel. The plant is next to the ocean, so they used salt water, which was a mixed blessing because there was plenty of it, but salt water was inevitably going to corrode and destroy the reactor. Still, it was better than a meltdown. But what to do with all that suddenly radioactive water? So TEPCO, along with technical assistance from the French company Areva, kind of the French GE, came up with a plan to recirculate the water and keep the rods cool.
And is that an effective process? How's it working?
Well, I met yesterday with a man named Yukihide Sato. He's head of a maintenance company called Able that actually is subcontracted by TEPCO at the Fukushima Daiichi plant. He's got 150 guys that work 10-hour shifts at the plant. They're the ones actually installing the equipment from Areva to do this water recirculation method. Yukihide Sato himself has been in the plant more times than he could even remember since the accident, and I asked him whether the recirculation plan can really work. He said that this is the first time it's ever been done in human history, and though we've never tried this before, he said, he thinks it can succeed.
Marco, what does that mean, though, for the workers at the plant who are continuing on the job, as you said? Are they going to continue to get dosed with radiation?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, in some ways, these guys are sacrificial lambs, but the economy of Fukushima Prefecture has been absolutely devastated by the tsunami and the subsequent nuclear crisis, and these men can't afford to be without a job right now. Today I met with the former governor of Fukushima Prefecture, and he's been a frequent critic of TEPCO, as well as the central government. He started to see evidence of collusion between the central government in Tokyo and TEPCO, the utility. And Sato said that relationship has really become apparent with the use of seawater to cool the fuel rods. So Sato cited the example of how, unbeknownst to the public, TEPCO had temporarily suspended the injection of seawater into the damaged reactor for about 55 minutes the day after the earthquake. But the government's Nuclear Safety Commission didn't even bother to check TEPCO's version of events. And if you need further evidence of the cozy relationship between the Japanese government and TEPCO, look no further than the changes to maximum exposure to radiation for workers at the plant, a ceiling that was raised by the government after the March 11th disaster. Recently, the Japanese government raised that to 250 millisieverts, or about five times the maximum level for U.S. workers. And it's just really hard to imagine that that couldn't have benefited TEPCO in some way to help them have those workers stay in the plant and take care of those potentially lethal jobs inside there.
All right. Thank you very much. From Tokyo, the world's Marco Werman. Thanks, Marco.
You're welcome, Lisa.
Marco Werman has been blogging from Japan. His latest post is about his travels to the city hardest hit by the tsunami. You can follow along with Marco and videographer Emily Taguchi at theworld.org/blogs.